Hello?
Hi, Richie. It's me.
Ah, yes, I can hear it's you, Bongi. But I asked you not to phone. In any case, I'm busy.
Don't give me excuses.
My boy, you're the one who has to come up with excuses.
Oh, I thought we had an understanding, Mustan.
We did. But I don't do business with people who break agreements.
Look, man, I need 10 kilos. At the old prices.
Bongi, how many times must I tell you? I don't supply people who also sell crack and nayope. I don't deal in that shit. And I don't deal with people who deal in it. So go get your dacha somewhere else.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, Mlungu. You must change your ways, man.
So now, I'm an Mlungu. What you're doing is wrong.
You know, you can't just dump me, man. I'm not your boy, you know?
But you are my boy. And you kill people with that stuff. Now leave me alone. Don't force me to lower myself by telling you to go to hell.
Okay, all right. But I'll meet you there when I'm long, huh? Right there. Right there in your hell.
Drugs. Hard drugs. Do you know some sad young man or woman who has gotten trapped by their own weakness and a smooth talk of a dealer? But now let's move on to our new radio drama, No Excuses, created and performed by the Botsotso Ensemble for ELRIC on behalf of the mental health of the nation. We join a meeting at Kopanong Civic Association, which is about to deal with the ever-present threat of social breakdown.
Mental health? This country is too far down the line for mental health, boo. We're all fucked in the head, China.
Good evening, comrades. I think we have a quorum, so let's start the meeting. Please go through the agenda, Comrade Tandega.
Sure, comrade. So far we've got no street lights in Section C, too many potholes and dead roads in Section A, illegal electricity connections in Section D, broken sewage pipe in Section F, and problems with shebeens in Section A, B, C, and D.
Can we add the poor performance of Lesedi Primary School? The kids there seem to finish at 11 a.m. most days, which is way too early. Those teachers are messing around.
Okay, noted. Anything else?
Actually, comrade, there is something else, but I'm not sure what to call it.
How do you mean?
It's a letter of complaint and a pretty unusual one.
I doubt that. Over the years, we've seen every possible complaint. But let's hear it.
It's a complaint about Richard Holmes. Someone wants to expose him. They say he's not the nice guy who gives free art and drama lessons to school kids. He's not an example of a progressive white person who has the best interest of black people at heart. They say he's...
Come on, Tandega, get to the point. But this sounds like nonsense. Who is the writer?
Well, it's anonymous.
Akona, not a good sign.
I smelled a rat.
Don't jump the gun. It's not easy being a whistleblower.
You think the informer could be in danger?
How will I know? But to take on Richard, who has such a good reputation, is a big job. I will imagine there's a case or at least something to investigate. After all, drug dealing is a criminal matter.
They say he's a drug dealer?
Yes.
No, I can't believe that. Maybe it has something to do with sex. He has women all over the place.
No. Order, comrade. Order.
The letter says he's selling hard drugs in the schools.
That's impossible. Are you sure they're talking about Richard? Our Richard?
Actually, he's been, so they say, dealing dacha for about 25 years. That's how he makes his living.
Nonsense. He's a painter, an artist. And you know how long he's been giving those free drama classes?
That's why he smokes dacha. Most of these artists try and get inspiration the easy way, although alcohol seems to be their number one choice.
Yeah, half of them are drunkards.
But the allegation is that he's dealing hard drugs like nyaupe, tuk, and...
Wait. What evidence does the complainant give?
There's a list of schools. Also names of the learners who are selling for him, as well as those unemployed youngsters who sell outside the school.
This is incredible.
Comrades, I find this hard to believe. We must give Richard an opportunity to answer these allegations. Tandega, please arrange for him to come and meet us.
Should I contact the school principal as well?
No, not yet. Let us first hear what he has to say.
Hey, but this is serious. Our school have lots of dropouts, and this drug business is one of the main reasons.
Absolutely. Our kids are losing direction. It's confusing enough being a teenager. With all the other township pressures, they are really having it tough.
Maybe, comrade, but the first thing is to cut off the supply.
Of course, but don't lose sight of the root causes.
I fully agree. Let's first hear Richard, and then we'll decide what to do.
Wasekai, we are facing a situation. This Mlungu is getting out of hand.
From what you say, it sounds like it.
Fill me in again.
Well, he says to me that because I've started selling nyaupe, he can't supply me with weed.
But since when are you selling nyaupe?
Hey, Sisi, no business should stand still. I make a packet on that shit, more than on weed.
Maybe, my brother, but this shit is heavy. Man, it's toxic.
And we promised Richard to keep away from those poisons.
You took that serious? The kids are heavy into it.
That's a problem, bruh.
I've been selling right outside Zambezi High and they love it.
I can't believe this. No, Bongi. You promised no hustling at schools, no selling to kids in the classroom, no selling whatsoever to youngsters.
Especially the hard stuff.
Anything can be abused if you don't know how to handle it.
Exactly. Don't compare ganja to dick and nyaupe. The one is a natural herb. The others is just cheap bloody chemicals.
That's right. You deal in the monkey and you stand alone.
No, I'm not alone. There's plenty guys in on this. There's also kids that do the job for them inside.
That's true. I've seen it with my own eyes.
We've all seen it, Bafwetu. And that's why we can't stop. If it's not me, then it's someone else. Why should I be the mohu? I need to make the bucks. I'm not doing this for fun. I've also got my mother to feed.
Marumete promised to Richard not to do that.
You're really going to stick to that nonsense? Don't be the holier than thou. You are in the street just like us.
I'm not trying to make myself the holy one, but there have to be limits. And that shit you are starting to sell tequila, and you know that.
So what? I must cry for them. Hey, whether it's a 15-year-old or a 50-year-old, I don't put a gun to their head.
Yeah, the idiot children put it to their own heads. It's called assisted suicide.
So what are you going to do? Go to the cops?
No, my brother, there is trouble for all of us.
I'm not going to the cops, but I'll go to the parents.
Are you mad?
This must stop, but I'll give you the chance to disappear and come right now. We made a promise to Richard. We should keep it.
So you want to carry on playing footsie-footsie with the Mlungu?
Hey, don't call him that.
But why not? Is your Mlungu saving black kids? The only difference between him and me is that he's got plenty bucks to buy fucking kilos of weed. And not little bankies. You go to the cops and you're dead.
Wait, Bongi. You must stop with the nyope.
Thank you, Masal.
No, I won't. But you go and thank your boss for keeping you pure.
Thank you for coming, Comrade Richard. I think you know everyone, but to be sure, this is Tandega, our secretary. The old man over there is Gideon. He handles the mullah. And lastly, here's Mbali, who's an executive member representing the youth.
Hi, gay. Greetings, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, let's start. Richard, we have known you for many years and had a good relationship, but this is now in question. You see, we have received a letter alleging that you are selling drugs at schools in the area and that this includes very hard addictive drugs like nyaupe and tik.
And that you have a whole network of dealers, including learners.
Ah, come on, guys. This is a joke. I run dealers at schools. Next, you'll be saying I control the Guptas. Tell me, who is the complainant?
Well, at this stage, it's anonymous.
And you attach weight to an anonymous charge?
And look, the charges are very serious, and we have a responsibility to check them.
Absolutely. We can't have people doing this. You know how big a problem drug taking is, Richard.
Mbali, let me also inform you that Richard is a long-term campaigner for the decriminalization of ganja.
And that he also sells it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, ganja is a very different type of herb to things like tick and nayope. It has many very positive benefits, though like all substances, it can be overused or can have negative side effects.
Okay, I'm sorry, but aren't you underplaying the danger?
And that's because you make your living from selling this herb.
Exactly. He has an interest in painting it in glowing colors. But comrades, I have seen the casualties.
I also see that people who smoke tend to stay away from politics. It makes them not to have an interest in what's happening around them.
Yes. It's like they're in dreamland. So why worry about the hard reality around us?
I'm sorry, guys, but that is sheer ignorance. I smoke weed and I function very well in the political environment. I'm not all spaced up and drooling at mouth like glue sniffer. No, the benefits of ganja are many. It frees you from small-mindedness, you relax, you feel very much in the present. But at the same time, your imagination, your ability to jump into the future, it's also very intense.
I fully agree with Gideon. We both use dacha in a balanced way. We don't smoke to get stoned out of our minds. We smoke to add new dimensions to our lives, to give us more strength to deal with the negative, the painful, the boring. It's a gift from the gods and must be celebrated wisely, not abused.
Man, that was beautiful.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, very beautiful. But the selling part still bothers me.
Yes.
Okay, comrade. Look, I would prefer it if there was a socialized way to buy and sell things, with people being able to set up collectives, not privately owned companies. But while that's not happening successfully, what choice do I have? I think the herb should be available, and for that to happen, someone must distribute it. And let that someone be honest about quality and at reasonable prices.
But you haven't answered the question, Mr. Richard. You haven't answered the question of how you can be so sure that your product is not being sold to kids.
You employ sellers, right? Young unemployed guys come to you for stock and then they go out and sell.
Exactly. You're profiting.
Well, that's what you call making a living.
How many sellers do you control?
Look, I'm not going to answer that question.
Don't be evasive, Richard. Please tell us the truth.
All right, then I'll just say they're a number.
And they go out to different locations every day, and they report back on sales at the end of the day and bring you the cash.
Yeah, it's like any other business.
Exactly. There is a demand, and how can it be satisfied unless you have people out there making it available?
And there's another very important aspect of this, that of the growers. There are thousands of farmers, mostly poor peasants in the rural areas like the Transkei, Zululand, Swaziland, who actually plant and harvest. They depend on dacha for their living, but the government persecutes them instead of making it a legal business. That's not fair. It holds back the rural economy.
Actually, there you have a very good point. I remember reading that many countries have decriminalized dacha growing and have allowed its use for medical purposes, like treating cancer, but also for other benefits.
And it's now legal to sell for general use, except for the usual age restrictions like with tobacco and alcohol.
All right. You are now making a case of decriminalizing dacha, but we still haven't dealt with the charges.
But we did, Chair. The comrades deny selling drugs like nyaupe and tick. He also denies that he's selling at schools.
That's right. I deny both charges.
That's all good and well, but we can't take your word at face value, Richard. You seem like a good person who has a good record of working with the community. However, before we come to any conclusions, I would like to go with you to one of the schools in our area, maybe the Zambezi High, and check out the scene there. And after the visit, we will sit down again and see where we go.
Is this school heavily infested with drugs?
I used to give drama classes there in the mid-90s, and at that time, it wasn't.
Gideon.
So you couldn't play the part of the evil dealer, huh? Oh.
No, I couldn't even wear my yellow beanie and drive my famous red Bucky.
Don't make a joke out of it.
Order, please. Let's wrap up this inquiry in a sober way. Comrade Tandega, your proposal is for us to go and visit the school and check the situation there. I take it the issue of dealing is part of this evaluation?
Absolutely, Chair.
All right, then let's do it.
Great. I've got nothing to hide.
Greetings. Welcome to Zambezi High. I am Noma Venda Kubek, Chairperson of the School Governing Board. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate your interest.
It's our pleasure. This is what the Civic is all about. Education is a critical area.
Yes, comrade. If we fail the new generation, they will judge us harshly. And to be honest, we are not doing too well.
That's because we have too few teachers, too few classrooms, and very few educational facilities.
And that's what makes it even more criminal. That there are people in our own communities who vandalize and steal from our schools.
I'm with you there, comrade. The rot in national government also reflects at local level. Everyone has been affected by the different levels of looting. We need to clean up on both ends. But hey, I know you don't have much time, so let's deal with today's main issue.
Maybe start with why you think there's so much drug abuse.
Well, the one reason is that many kids fall behind in their schoolwork. And because the classes are too big, teachers really notice that they need special attention. And before long, it's too late and they're lost.
Can I just chip in and say that another reason is a toxic family situation, which can be very depressing.
Or for that matter, that the families are not very involved in their education. Many parents don't monitor how a child is doing. And when she or he starts failing, they don't intervene.
Yes. Home background is often a make or break factor. If a child feels isolated at home and unsure of his or her status with peer groups, then they often drift into bad habits.
Kids often go wrong by following the examples of adults they know.
That shouldn't be an excuse. No matter what adults do, young people have to learn to take responsibility for themselves.
But let's face it, they see an adult world that is so dysfunctional, so corrupt, and there are no jobs for them. So what is there to respect or take responsibility for?
Yeah, but most kids won't go to TIC for relief. And if they do, I don't think it's because it's seen as particularly cool. No, in most cases, TIC and Nyaupe appeal to the desperate, the very depressed, the very damaged. Of course, in poor areas, the cash the dealers make causes drugs to seem very attractive. And then, when you join the regular crew, the more you consume, the higher your ranking until you kill yourself.
But the biggest problem is that wherever you look, the government is failing to find solutions.
We're also too passive, man. We sit back and wait for them to change. No, we people must act, and that's why we are here. When you contacted us, you said you wanted our advice.
Yes. There's a very tricky situation. I want to introduce you to someone.
A mysterious guest. I like surprises.
Can you excuse me a moment? I'll be back now.
Interesting person. She knows what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very. Yes, very impressive. It looks like the school governing body is functioning despite all the handicaps.
Bongi, is this some kind of joke? What are you doing here?
So you do know each other. That's a good start.
This is very provocative. I'm sorry. Please explain what's going on. I terminated my relations with this young person a while back.
Sorry, guys, but you've left me behind. Richard, how do you know this young man?
And in what way is he being here making you angry?
Okay, let me explain. A few weeks ago, doing a security routine check, I found Bongi hanging around a tuck shop near the school. There are a lot of kids at break time, and I could see what he was up to. So, I photographed him. Then I asked him to come inside the school for a talk. I was with another member of the school board, and maybe that's why he didn't try and run away. In fact, he told us everything. And that means he told us about you, Mr. Holmes. He told us you're his boss.
Is this a story, Richard?
It's the truth.
All right, listen. Let me finish the story. I knew Bongi when he was a very young boy at another school where I gave drama classes. He was never the best of actors, but he tried hard. In fact, Bongi tried hard at everything, even though most times he couldn't make the grade. So long before I came on the scene, he was doing Nayopi and God knows what else. He just went straight to the hard stuff, and it wasn't long before he dropped out of school. But I knew his mother. She came to me and begged me to intervene. Try what I could, he didn't want to go back to school. He said he was too old. It was time he worked, earned his own money. But like so many kids his age, there was nothing going for him. So what could I do? He demanded I give him work. And after massive emotional blackmail, tears and tantrums like you can't believe, I gave in. Was that bad?
You seriously think that letting him sell Dacha was the right thing?
A grown man standing in front of us asking if he didn't do anything bad.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but hear me out. I've known Richard for a long time, and most of the time, he has done me good.
Ah, thank you, Bongi.
But things went wrong.
Very wrong from what you told me.
Yes, because as my stepdad, yeah, you heard me right. Richard didn't just know my mom. We was living at his house. We was a family. And I saw him and my ma smoke weed since I was a lighty. Man, I couldn't take school. I wasn't a kid anymore. Like, I wanted to go out there to the world. Earn, man. I wasn't going to hang around the house doing nothing. So he said, "All right, come join the gang. You can sell the weed like others. But you have to pay up front. Only then you get a smoke because no fucking credit from Malume Richard. Not him. Never."
Bongi, you're a junkie. You literally forced me to supply you with weed.
But if you knew how fragile he was, why did you allow yourself to be forced?
Exactly. That doesn't sound genuine.
For God's sake, I told Bongi the rules from the start.
That he could only sell to adults? I love this. Rules! Like the Geneva Convention?
Yes, rules. There have to be rules. I've never sold drugs of any kind to children. I only sell to adults, and I only sell ganja. Please, stop trying to make my name mud. You are living proof of what Tik does. Your life is a living hell.
Don't talk nonsense. You're the one living in hell.
Please, Bongi. There's no need shouting.
Yes. And you want to take me there too?
No.
But I won't go down without a fight.
Stop it, boy. This is taking us nowhere.
No, someone forced him to stop playing games.
Stop him.
How?
Bongi.
Thank you for joining us. That was the first episode in our new series, No Excuses. A trip into no-go areas so as to shine the light on what is going on in the corners. How will the confrontation between Richard and Bongi pan out? Is Richard as clean as he says he is? Is Bongi the raging addict he's been made out to be? And what action will the school and the civic take once the truth is known? But now, let's hear the news as read by Koketso Motlanthe.
Good afternoon. This is your 9 o'clock news bulletin read by Koketso Motlanthe. It has been reported that a 14-year-old learner in Huhudi, Freiburg, was stabbed to death in the playground of Steve Biko High School by fellow learners, who it appears were under the influence of Nyawube. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break, and a fight broke out. The children had been smoking during the lunch break.